لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل لعبادي يقول التي هي أحسن إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليسكت أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected brothers and elders, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I greet you with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has once again blessed us with this wonderful and beautiful day of Jumu'ah. Time and time again we remind ourselves of the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khayru yawmin tala'at alayhi shamsu yawmul Jumu'ah. The best day in which the sun can rise is the wonderful and beautiful day of Jumu'ah. Then again we look at the date, we find ourselves on the 24th of Rajab, edging closer to the beautiful and wonderful month of Ramadan. So here again we take the opportunity to remind ourselves of another dua of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, bless us in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban and make us reach the month of Ramadan. Often I use the example, when it comes to preparing for the month of Ramadan, we learn from this dua that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us to psych ourselves, to prepare ourselves 2 months before the month of Ramadan. Now we know before any great event or before anything big that's about to happen, there's always a preparation, a build-up and a lead-up to that event. A simple example, just a few weeks ago, we, the residents of KwaZulu-Natal, we are very familiar with the Comrades Marathon that is run between Durban and Pietermaritzburg. We can learn a lot just from that one race. I'm not encouraging the race or that we should take part in it, but there's a lot of lessons you can take. Because if you look at from amongst the thousands of people that took part in that particular race, there was not a single person that just came there on the day of the race and said, no, today I'm ready. I never ran my whole life, but I'm going to run now from Durban to Pietermaritzburg or from Pietermaritzburg to Durban. There's not a single person that did that. Every one of those individuals, if you look into their lives, you will find that their whole life was a preparation just for that one race, year after year. The whole year is a preparation. They eat in a certain manner. They exercise in a certain way. There's a daily routine that they follow just for one simple race. So if we ask ourselves the question that if for one simple race that just lasts for a few hours or just for a portion of the day, if so much of preparation is required, if a man has to dedicate himself to such an extent just for that one thing, then for 30 days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perpetual rahmah, for 30 days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perpetual maghfirah, and for such a great event like the month of Ramadan, how much more preparation is needed? So it's not just a simple dua that we recite, but rather we are psyching ourselves up spiritually and physically that the month of Ramadan is coming, a great event is about to come. We got to anticipate the month of Ramadan. The ulama explained this hadith and they say that from this we learn that as a Muslim, it is good to have the habit to anticipate something good and something great that's going to come to you. Look forward to it, wait for it to come. And we look at how fast the days are moving, the month of Rajab is almost over, just now Sha'ban will begin, and before we know it, the month of Ramadan will come, the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to be prepared, we need to take out a few moments on a daily basis to prepare our minds, to prepare ourselves that the month of Ramadan is coming. I need to make this month of Ramadan the best month of Ramadan in my life. This is a wonderful opportunity that Allah has given me, and more importantly, we beg Allah in the last part of the dua, وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانِ. Oh Allah, make us reach the month of Ramadan. We saw 24 days of Rajab. We don't know how many days we're going to see of Rajab and how many days of Sha'ban. But oh Allah, since we've come so far, let us see the month of Ramadan. If we take note of how many people pass away from the first of Rajab till the last day of Sha'ban, then we will really value this dua of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. People come so close, yet they so far, they don't make it to see the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all well, keep us all living to see another month of Ramadan in our life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to take maximum benefit of this blessed and wonderful month of Ramadan. Our topic for discussion today, inshallah, is something very, very practical, something very simple, and that is, as human beings and as Muslims more importantly, we need to be observant and we need to be complementary when it comes to the makhluk and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man by nature is such that whenever he does something, he waits for some sort of acknowledgement for the act that he had carried out or for the deed that he had done. When somebody praises us or when somebody compliments us, by nature we feel good, we feel elated. But more importantly, we feel encouraged to do more good. You feel appreciated and you feel encouraged. But today if we look at the world that we live in, we will find that this is something which is received very well. People love to receive it, people like to get praise. But when it comes to giving back, then there sometimes people will hold back. Man sometimes feels it hard to praise somebody. He feels it hard to acknowledge somebody's effort. And on the flip side of it, people are moving into the direction where now, instead of appreciating the good that the person had done, or instead of praising him for the work that he carried out, we will find fault with it. Or either we'll ignore his effort, or we'll find fault with it. You say, no, but you could have done a better job. No, it is a terrible thing. I'm not happy with it. So either you'll find fault. When it comes to finding the fault, that there's many people to do. But when it comes to praising, then this is something which is becoming a bit rare in society and amongst people. Now we're talking across the board in every angle, whichever way we want to look at it, this will fit in into our life. How often do we acknowledge the services of individuals that benefit us or that are done especially for us? When was the last time we took an opportunity to thank a man for some service that he had rendered to us? Be it something very simple or be it for something very big. We know when it's something very big, people, heaps of praise are given to the individual. What a great thing he did. What a huge task he carried out on my behalf. When it comes to something big, everybody will acknowledge, everybody will thank, everybody will praise. But what about the simple things that happen on a daily basis that make our lives more comfortable? Why don't we take the opportunity at these moments to praise these individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed to make our life simpler? And sometimes it doesn't have to be a favor done to you. You see something good carried out in front of you, it's got nothing to do with you. But just take that moment to cash in on this good deed and praise the man for his effort. Simple example, you see a boy being very kind and courteous to his father. You take that opportunity to go and speak to the father and speak to the son and say, I praise you and I'm quite pleased to see what a good son you have. Tell the son, it's very good, I'm very happy to see how well you serve in your father. Just a good word. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in one hadith, اِتَّقُ النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشِكِّ التَّمْرَ. That fear the fire of Jahannam, that means spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, وَلَوْ بِشِكِّ التَّمْرَ. Even if it be you giving one date in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The seed of the date too, if you give that in the path of Allah, this is a means of charity. And if you have no means whatsoever and you got absolutely nothing to spend, what did Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. Say a good word, say something kind, say something positive, give somebody a good response or a good word. In this way you also, it's a means of charity that you are giving in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a means of saving yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Now, this is something which we also find in the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he never let an opportunity go by to make somebody to feel good, to make somebody feel wanted, to make somebody feel appreciated. We all know as human beings, those people, ask those people that are working, ask people that those individuals who have somebody above them, that you wait for that opportunity to feel that your service has been truly appreciated. And how many they are that will cry out and they'll say, you know, it's like we're worthless. I mean, the man, it's like, you know, we don't exist for him. None of our efforts are appreciated. As the age-old saying goes, that when I do something wrong, nobody ever forgets. And when I do something right, nobody ever remembers. No matter what I can do, the good will never be acknowledged. But let me make one slip, let me make one mistake, and nobody will ever forget. And also as human beings, if we lose out on this opportunity, and if by chance you have to dispraise somebody, or you have to insult somebody, or you have to find fault with somebody, then this also has a lasting effect on the man. He'll never ever forget. You make a person feel low, you embarrass a person, you take off with the person, he will be so hurt that he will never forget the hurt that you have caused him. As the poet says that جَرَاحَاتُ السِّنَانْ لَهَتْ قِيَامْ وَلَا يَلْتَامُ مَا جَرَاحَاتُ اللِّسَانِ, that for the wounds of swords there is a cure, the wound will heal, it will close up and it will be gone. But for the wounds of the tongue, there's no cure for that. No matter what happens, no matter how good you can be to the man, he'll never forget the day you insulted him, he'll never forget the day you embarrassed him. But be good to him, be positive to him, praise him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we're not saying that we should be praising people to flatter their egos and to make their heads very big. No, that's not what we're speaking about. But we're speaking about those things that happen on a daily basis, to show a man appreciation, to appreciate the services rendered. We see the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clean. We see the masjid in a tidy manner. When was the last time we thanked the person who did this? It's a service rendered to us. We look at the streets, they are clean. On a daily basis, at some point or the other, we will see those individuals who are cleaning the streets, picking up garbage with their bare hands. When was the last time we opened the window to say, you know, you're doing a very good job, I appreciate your service, you're making the road clean for me to walk, you're making it clean for me to walk on. When it's filthy, everybody will complain, see how dirty the street is, no place to walk. But when it's clean, when was the last time we showed appreciation to the individual himself who's responsible for that? We use the toilet in a public area, we find it in a clean manner. When was the last time we found out who's the person that's cleaning? Let's thank him. Let's show him appreciation. Let him feel that his service is really valued in our eyes. But let the toilet be filthy, everyone will say, don't go there, please, it's terrible, man. I'll never go there again. We always will acknowledge the wrong, but do we truly acknowledge the good? On a daily basis, we have our spouses that are living with us. They cook for us, they feed us, they do everything for us. When was the last time we took the opportunity to show appreciation, to make them feel more wanted? When we go into the problems of people's lives and when people need counseling, then all these things come out. You say, you know, I mean, no matter what I do, it's never good enough. I'm definitely not appreciated. Sometimes that's the statement of the husband, sometimes that's the statement of the wife. They don't feel appreciated. Why? Because we lose out on these simple opportunities. To say a good word, to say something positive, to show some praise and to show that the deed has been appreciated, it has been acknowledged. And why we do it? We do it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For when we praise an individual or when we appreciate the services of an individual rendered to us, you are actually praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off Suratul Fatiha right at the very beginning of the Quran with what? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is solely and only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. That no matter what you praise, no matter who you praise, that praise goes directly back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, sustainer and nourisher of each and every single thing in this world. We are created by Allah. The things that benefit us are created by Allah. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no matter who we praise or no matter what we praise, that praise indirectly is going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then again, the reality is that when we really want to only find fault with something, or we only dispraise him and we only insult him, then remember that dispraise is also going back somewhere. It has an origin, and that is also going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is showing disappreciation and being unthankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so many services that he has put in place for our lives to be comfortable in this world, for our lives to be moving smoothly in this world. And it has an absolute lasting impression on every individual that we will thank or we will praise. The man will never ever forget. He will feel loved. He will feel warm. And more importantly, he will feel like doing more. Today we live in a society where people are holding back. And the man will say, no matter how much I do, he'll never appreciate it. So why should I waste my time? I rather don't do nothing. I rather don't speak to him. I rather have nothing to do with him. But make the man feel wanted. Make him feel appreciated. Praise him in some way or the other, in a simple way. You don't have to overdo it. Everything in limitation. Sometimes you'll overpraise him, then you're ready, it'll go to his head. And sometimes you'll end up losing the plot. But with moderation, just to say a good word, to say some praise, to thank the man for his effort, the person will want to do more and more. He will be encouraged to carry out his task in a much more better manner than he had done in the first instance. Try it out in the workplace and see the difference. When was the last time we thanked our staff and we complimented them and we praised them? It doesn't have to be only once a year when the Worker of the Year award is up for grabs. That's not the only time. On a daily basis, when was the last time we thanked that girl who cleaned your office? When was the last time you thanked the worker in your home that cleans your home and keeps it tidy? Now everybody will say, no, they get paid for it. It's not for free, nothing for nothing in this world. Yes, definitely you're paying them for it, but it'll cost you nothing just to say a few words of encouragement. Let the shirt get burnt or let the house be dirty, then we know what happens. Very fast we will latch on to that. But when every day our homes get clean, every day people are doing good to us, why can't we thank them on a daily basis? Why can't we praise their efforts? And by doing this, we'll see a vast difference in our life. A big difference. People will love you more. Everybody will look forward to doing things for you. Your life will be so much more better than what it is. Truly speaking, look at the society, look at the world around us. It's everything the opposite of being good. People are frustrated. People don't want to do, they don't want to do anything for the next person. Why is it? It's because these simple basic things are missing in our life. Bring back these simple basic practices, implement it in your life and see the difference it will make. The difference it will make around you, the difference it will make in your home, the difference it will make to each and every person whom you interact with. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautifully he would rear the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He would make every man feel good. He would make every individual feel wanted. He would encourage each and every individual. When they describe Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say he was such an individual that he would always acknowledge good. Not only would he acknowledge it, but rather he would also encourage it. Today it's either we don't acknowledge it at all, or even if we acknowledge it, we don't encourage it. We don't praise the man, we don't spur him to go further. We don't encourage him to do more, to give off more than what he has already given. All these things are missing from our life. We're not saying totally, alhamdulillah, they are those individuals who have these things in their life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and may Allah grant them the ability to do more. But we're talking about in those cases where it's totally absent, where only the opposite of this is found. Now this is something serious that we need to look at. We look at one incident in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a Sahabi by the name of Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, who was an extremely wealthy companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Makkah al-Mukarramah, he was one of the wealthiest individuals. And he left all his wealth and he sacrificed everything to make the hijrah from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah, to migrate and to move with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to Madinah Munawwarah with absolutely no possessions, absolutely nothing at all. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pair up one person who migrated with one individual who was a resident of Madinah al-Munawwarah, and he would make them so-called brothers, that you would live with this person, he will help you, he will sustain you, and he will help you to get on your feet. So he paired Abdul Rahman bin Auf with a Sahabi by the name of Sa'd ibn Rabi al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. He said, this is your mutual brother for now, you will assist him and you will help him. Sa'd radiallahu anhu, again look at the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He takes Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu one side and he tells him that, oh Abdul Rahman, I'm one of the richest men in Medina. Whatever I have, I'll divide it exactly into two. You take half, I keep half. I got two homes, you take one, I'll take that one. You choose which one you want. And he goes to the extent of saying, I even got two wives. You decide which one you want, I'll divorce her, you can marry her. Now we can imagine to what level of selflessness the Sahaba radiallahu anhu had. Today is the opposite way around. The man even only got one wife and somebody is trying to steal that one wife. But here, look at the characteristics of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That he said, I got two wives, you choose which one you like, I will divorce and I'll marry her. Not the one that's finishing me the most, I'll give her to you and pass the problem over to you. No, no. The one that's the best, I'll give it to you. But that's on the one hand. But look at the attitude of Abdul Rahman bin Auf. Now if there's any other individual, he'd say, I got it made and set, man, I should have made hijrah a long time ago. What more can I ask for? He says, Jazakallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your kind sentiments and for your good gesture. But I don't want any of that. Show me where's the marketplace, I'll go earn myself. I want to earn my own keep. Just show me where's the marketplace, let me go do my own thing. So Abdul Rahman bin Sa'd radiallahu anhu takes him to the marketplace. Abdul Rahman goes, he starts buying and selling. Now he was an astute businessman, absolute master in his skills of making money the good way and the positive way. Some people are also very good, but we don't know which way means they employ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. But in no time he makes a lot of money and now he has enough money to get married himself. So he comes in the gathering of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he's smelling very good, you know, he put a lot of perfume and he came. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he notices what we spoke about, acknowledging, knowing what's happening around you, paying attention to those individuals around you. There were thousands of companions in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ongoing and rotating, but he never failed to acknowledge and take notice of each individual that came into his presence. Now this is another thing that we need to look at in our life. How many people interact with us on a daily basis? Do we really pay attention to each person that's coming into our life, that's moving up and down, that we meet on a daily basis, that we meet at various times, and sometimes we meet a man once and we meet him after 5 years? We got to be such individuals that if you meet, the man meets you today, 5 years down the line, if he sees you, he'll remember that man, what a meeting I had with him. I will never forget his akhlaq, I'll never forget his character. The way he spoke to me, the way he honored me, it left a lasting impression in my life. I will never ever forget him. That's what we need to be. That's the level we need to rise to. It must not be the case that a man meets you, you say, sure, I should have never met this man, it would have been better. I don't know, maybe I'm having a bad day, and he happened to just to add to it. It should not be that way. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first he notices that there's a lovely smell coming from Abdul Rahman. So he asks him, oh Abdul Rahman, what's the occasion? He says, oh Nabi of Allah, I got married. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, how you got married so fast? I mean, you just came. The question being posed is, how you managed to sustain yourself so fast? So he says, oh Nabi of Allah, I made the effort, the results came. Now again, acknowledging the good and encouraging it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says that, oh Abdul Rahman, now you need to give us a walima. And not only that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up his hands and made dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him more and more in his wealth. A word of praise, a word of encouragement. You're happy for the man's success, you're spurring him now to go further in life. And through the barakah of this dua, Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu himself states, he says, from that day, even if I turned a stone over, there would have been gold underneath. That's how much barakah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. If we go into the life of Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, and you see the amount that he had spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's absolutely mind-boggling. Even in today's figures, you can't fathom how much he spent as one individual on various occasions in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At times it would be 600 camels. What's the price of one camel today? Times it by 600. At times it will be 60,000 gold coins on one instant. Calculate 60,000 Kruger rands in today's value. That is how much Abdul Rahman bin Auf would spend on one occasion in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was through the barakah of the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there was another lady. Now that we're talking about a person who interacts with you and a person who is in your company. Now let's go to those simple tasks. We spoke about those people who clean our homes. We spoke about those people who clean the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was one old woman who would clean Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would make sure the masjid is neat and tidy. This woman passed away once late in the early hours of the morning. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, it's a simple woman, not so well known, you know, not a high ranking person. She just passed away now. They buried her quietly. They did not wake up Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously because of the azma and the respect. They did not want to disturb him in the early hours of the morning. After a few days, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam notices there's someone missing. Now again, that shows us that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that the presence of this woman was known to him. Her efforts were acknowledged. There was something happening. So he says that, where's this woman? I don't see her. So the Sahaba say, oh Nabi of Allah, we forgot to tell you, she passed away the other day. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became extremely upset and he said, nobody informed me, nobody told me. So they said, oh Nabi of Allah, she passed away in the early hours of the morning. We did not want to disturb you, so we took care of her funeral arrangements and we buried her. So then he says that, how could you not inform me? This woman, what an outstanding service she did. It was not only appreciated by me, but it was more appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was the one that used to clean the masjid. Show me where's her qabr now. I need to go and I need to give thanks to her. I need to make dua for her. And by means of me making dua, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive her and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower her with more mercy. Now a simple task being acknowledged. Now imagine every other, it was not only high ranking individuals around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was not only wealthy people in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the wealthiest, it was the poorest, it was the most educated, it was the most simplest. It was the youngest, it was the oldest. All denominations were in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I ask you, on this one instance, all those simple individuals, all those slaves, all those ashabu sufa, those people who had no homes, no food, lived in the masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, them looking at this one aspect that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showing appreciation to a simple task being rendered to which nobody else really paid attention to, how good it made them feel. You praise that one man who did a simple job, and those around him hear that praise. What a difference it makes to them. As I mentioned, look at the man cleaning the street. There's five people around him. Nobody pays attention. Nobody even looks at them. It's like they don't exist. In fact, we consider them to be dirty. If the man touches us or come near our car, we'll probably chase him and give him a mouthful. But call him and thank him. Say, I really appreciate your service. If you were not here, what would have been the condition? Even though he's getting paid for it, there's nobody that does anything for free in the world. Those days are gone long time ago. There's very few that are still there that are doing it. What they say, Barakat Ali, Matlab Ali and Muhabbat Ali. The only one left is Matlab Ali. He's not dying. Everybody, all the other brothers, they had their fair share, the innings in this world, and they left. So it's high time we look at these simple things in our life and we implement. This is the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ayah that I quoted in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Say to my slaves that they should say that which is the best. Utilize your speech in the most positive and the most perfect manner. Say that which is the best. Another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say to people, when you speak to people, speak to them in the best positive manner that Allah subhanahu that in the best possible manner that you have. Don't only use your tongue in the wrong manner. Don't lose an opportunity to win a man's heart. Don't lose an opportunity to give a man encouragement. And let it not be that you are the person that makes a man feel low. That you are a person that makes a man feel unwanted. That you are a man that makes a man feel that I'm worth absolutely nothing. That should never ever be the case. And we should never draw a person away from us. Rather, we should be like a magnet that draws people close to us. Speak to those around you kindly. Acknowledge the efforts of each and every person around you and see the difference that it will make in your life. You visit a sick person, give him a word of encouragement. Sometimes the situation can be adverse. It doesn't have to always be something good that we praise. But just by our speech, we can make a negative situation positive. We can make a person who's feeling low, we can rise him, take him to the sky. Words can do amazing things. You can take a person as high as you want and you can drop him as fast as you want. Let it not be that we drop people, rather let it be that we raise people. And if we deal with people in this manner, then the age-old saying goes, kama tadinu tudan. Like how you treat people, that's exactly the way they're going to respond to you. You be good, you be courteous, you be polite, you encourage people, the same thing is going to come your way. And you be the opposite will come your way, and we see the problems that are happening around us. And then another hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. That person who truly believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا. Let him speak good, say something positive. Say a word of praise, say a word of thanks, show some acknowledgement to those around you. But if you can't do that, what is the advice of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أَوْلِ يَسْكُتْ. Keep your mouth silent, rather don't say anything. Swallow your emotion, swallow your bad word. Don't let it come out of your mouth. Speak something good or keep quiet. So if we can't praise and if we can't say anything good, then there's the solution that we have. Rather we keep quiet, rather we remain silent. Because if you can't do that, if you can open your mouth, definitely something wrong is going to come out. And sometimes we don't know what to say in a situation and we feel compelled that we have to say something, we can't keep quiet and we make the situation worse. You know, there was one person sick in hospital and somebody came to visit him. Now that person became, I don't know whether he was overwhelmed at the situation of the patient or he didn't know what to say. Now he's in a catch-22, he feels he has to say something, he doesn't know what to say. So he says, Shame, what are you suffering from? The patient says, no, this is my problem. You see, man, hey, my cousin had that day, he died in 1 week, he was gone. Somebody else had that day, they never last long at all. And a man doesn't know, you can't say anything positive, rather keep quiet. I mean, what is the condition of that man? That patient, eventually when they were partying, so the man said, you know, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know, man. Anything you need at all, phone me. So the patient tells him, the brother, do me one favor, don't ever come back and visit me again. Whether I live or whether I don't live, but just don't come visit me again. So sometimes we don't know what to say, the wrong thing will come out. But what is the advice of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْكُتْ. Say something good, say something positive, or otherwise keep quiet. Your silence will be golden, your silence will be appreciated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your good word will be even more appreciated. Your wrong word or your unpositive statement will be detrimental to you and you will be taken to task for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to bring these beautiful, simple and wonderful teachings in our life, to acknowledge the efforts of all those people around us, whether it be the simplest of tasks or whether it be the greatest of tasks that are carried out and we see it in front of us. And as the person listening to the praise also, remember that praise is going back to Allah. Whatever deed you do, it is Allah who enabled you to carry out that deed. So again, now we're not saying that people's heads must become big or we're flattering people's egos and their emotions and we're putting them up in the sky. That's not the idea. We should not wait for people to praise us. Now that's another weakness that we have in society. People wait for the praise. If there's no praise, they say, no, I'm wasting my time. The man never even thanked me. Don't wait for the thanks. You do it for the pleasure of Allah. The praise will come itself if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. And you praising the man, don't praise him because of him, praise him because Allah enabled him to do that. But also you have shown appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have made him feel good. But we should not be those individuals, what they say, self-praise has no recommendation. There's no place for it in society. But when a society implements this, where efforts are appreciated and people are encouraged, then remember, everybody is a winner. Everybody wins at the end of the day. And when it's the opposite of this, when only we find in fault and when only we criticize him or we insult him and we're looking down at people, nobody is going to win because nobody is going to be happy. The one finding fault is not going to be happy. The one that fault is found with him, he's definitely not going to be happy. He's definitely not going to be positive. It's a recipe for disaster. But just one simple thing to implement from the top, it has lasting effects right till the bottom and all around us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. And we end again with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Allah commands that tell my slaves, they should say that which is best. And the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْكُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him say something good and positive. And if he does not have the capacity or the ability to do that, let him rather remain silent. And we should fear the fire of Jahannam, even if it be by us saying one good word, which will definitely be in our favor in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us all tawfiq wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.